With WVI K News, I'm Jay Pierce. The Mississippi River crested at almost 2 feet above flood stage in the Quad Cities yesterday. This morning, it's 1.7 feet above flood stage and expected to hold there for the next week. At Muscatine, the river is expected to remain at 2 feet above flood stage for the next week. The Rock River at Joslyn crested at 4.6 feet above flood stage overnight and is falling, and it's 4 feet above flood stage this morning. At Moline, the Rock is cresting at 2 feet above flood stage. It's expected to begin falling tomorrow night. A majority of Illinoisans think the state is on the wrong track. According to a new poll from NPR Illinois and the University of Illinois Springfield. But as Brian Mackey reports, Governor J.B. Pritzker's popularity is holding up.
Survey respondents give the first-term governor a 59% approval rating. He's above water in all age groups and is most popular among young people, those who live in Cook County, and those who identify as Black or Latino. Pritzker's popularity is surprising in the context of other findings in the survey. An overwhelming 77% of respondents give a negative rating to the state's economy, and 3 people out of 5 say they've considered moving away. That, however, may be more talk than reality. When asked whether they've taken concrete steps toward leaving, like applying for a job in another state or looking at housing, the numbers drop significantly. I'm Brian Mackey.
Davenport voters will have a lot of choices tomorrow in the city primary election, and not just for mayor. Several candidates are running in each of the 3 seats on the city council. 6 people are running for mayor, and just 2 from tomorrow's ballot will advance to the general election in November. They include 2 aldermen, Mike Mattson and Rita Rawson, retired insurance manager Steve Duffy, businessman Dan Portis, and employee of the Public Works Department, Dean Weber, as well as Elizabeth Van Camp, who works for the University of Iowa Hospitals. 3 people are running to represent the 3rd Ward, including incumbent Marion McGinnis, and 4th Ward has 4 candidates, including incumbent Ray Ambrose. In the 5th Ward, voters will choose from a list of 6, the incumbents not running. Polls will open tomorrow at 7 a.m. and be open till 8 p.m. Over the next 6 weeks, area high schools will collect food for the 34th Annual Student Hunger Drive. A kickoff event will be held tonight at the Riverbend Food Bank. Food Bank President and CEO Mike Miller says the highlight of the evening each year is the skit competition, where each of the 17 schools has less than a minute to illustrate the problem of hunger in this area.
And it's just amazing. So there'll be song and dance and skit and all sorts of things, and it's going to be really loud. And we always get some good material out of it.
After the kickoff, schools will start to collect food for the next 6 weeks. Their goal is to raise enough for 600,000 meals for anyone who is not a student and wants to help. You can drop off donations at any of the 17 high schools. The drive ends on November the 14th. Well, the Braves rallied for 3 runs in the 9th inning and beat the Cardinals 3-1 to take a 2-1 lead in their NL Division Series. Game 4 is today at Busch Stadium. Augustana Vikings beat Milliken 40-14 in Saturday's homecoming game. The Packers beat Dallas yesterday 34-24. The Raiders beat the Bears 24-21 in front of a sellout crowd in London. Dry weather is expected for the first half of the work week. Today will be sunny and 65, down to 43 tonight, up to 68 tomorrow and Wednesday. We'll see chances of rain Thursday and Friday before a dry weekend, as it looks right now.